this visit tomorrow needs to be a point where we draw a line under the absolute confusion and misinformation that's been out there from government in relation to the community hospitals in Eastern Rollo, Melton and in Lifford. And I know the Minister has taken the opportunity to visit with Lifford tomorrow on his visit, but he needs to state very clearly what is happening, the commitments that have been made in relation to Stranorler and Remelton, which was that it would go to detailed design this year and begin planning and construction next year. We need to hear him say that that has now been approved and sanctioned at department and HSE level. We need to hear from him the plan and the vision for Lifford, because it's not acceptable that we continue to see month after month this facility being slowly closed down with nothing to replace it. And there is a vision there from the local community who's been campaigning on this here for to make sure that facilities remain within Lifford, and this is something that the Minister needs to hear and in my view needs to embrace. So tomorrow is going to be a key day, and hopefully we can end the misinformation and begin a new chapter in relation to investment into these community hospitals. They'll see our loved ones being cared for in their own home communities.
And we know that some works were being carried out to bring the facilities up to HICWA standards, but you argued before that this is throwing good money after bad and actual work needs to be done on these.
Yes, it appears that the commitment of the Minister, which was that this project would go to design this year, planning and construction next year, was actually not going to be honoured, and the HSE regional management and nationally had made contingency plans to make sure that the hospital would meet HICWA standards in 2021, and therefore we're going to spend about €500,000 on this building to bring them up to standards. Now that is throwing good money after bad, because the investment in these two hospitals is about €3.5 million, and therefore that's the type of money and that's the type of investment we need. And I'm hopeful after raising this in the Dáil with the Minister that there is a bit of common sense being seen. And hopefully what we will hear over the next couple of days is approval to actually begin the original work, the major work in both of these hospitals, instead of the type of patchwork that was being proposed by the HSE as a contingency plan. So, look, you know, we've had a lot of false starts here. We've had a lot of misinformation. We've had the government being forced to do a U-turn as a result of the community pressure here. And it's our intention to work with the community to make sure that these projects are delivered. So tomorrow, hopefully, we can bring some clarity and some certainty. And what we really need here is not just words, but we need to know that the investment is there, that the money is granted for these hospitals, because I think up until now, the words of ministers have proven in many cases not to be followed through on.